30-year-old Hamida has an image she can't get out of her head. It's been there since the Myanmar military attacked Kojabil, the village where she used to live.
The military started firing rockets in our village. We lost 4 kids in our family. The military has tortured us a lot. They've raped so many of our women in the village.
She says there were about 5,000 people in the villages in her area, but that only about 2,000 made it to Bangladesh. The rest were killed.
Many have disappeared. They butchered young men without mercy.
Fifty-nine-year-old Abdul Rahman arrived from Myanmar a week ago after his village was set on fire by the military.
When my village was burnt down from all sides, we went and hid in a cave. Later, they set up outside and set the cave on fire as well. We walked for 5 days without food to cross the border.
In just over a month, more than 500,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. It's the largest refugee crisis to hit Asia in decades. And it comes after hundreds of thousands of Rohingya have fled earlier violence in Myanmar, where the mainly Muslim ethnic group has faced decades of persecution in Buddhist-majority Myanmar. Most of those who have come across the border, 60% are children. John Jock Simone from UNICEF says they are the priority.
They're coming in tired, they need our priority assistance right away, you know, water, shelter, food, obviously, medicine and nutrition, because a lot of them come with very bad nutrition status. They need protection as well, because it's a situation where a lot of them are undocumented or separate from their relatives or from their parents. So it's also a very important moment for them when they reach Bangladesh, because they have to be protected.
The government of Bangladesh has said it will build 6,000 separate shelters for Rohingya children, and UNICEF has set up special areas in the camp reserved for children. John says many of them are traumatized.
Most often affected, obviously, so they need to draw, they need to discuss, they need to be with their children. Sometimes there's a tracing procedure being started in the same places because they're without their parents or without their relatives, and that's one of the most important things to do right away.
In the Kutupalong refugee camp, I come across a local volunteer group of Bangladeshis led by Fariduddin. They have started a makeshift hospital with volunteer doctors inside a house.
We have opened this free medical camp here for all the Rohingya refugees, especially for pregnant women. By God's grace, we have treated a lot of people here, including kids and women. We are really happy that 5 kids were born in this medical camp.
In the improvised hospital, the living room has become a delivery room, the muddy front yard a pharmacy. Outside, thousands of sick and injured refugees receive free medicine.
Our doctors are doing a great job. After a few days, we will move this camp to another area to treat more Rohingya refugees.
Even though thousands have come across to Bangladesh, many Rohingyas are still in Rakhine State in Myanmar. Some have left their homes and fled to the surrounding hills. Recent satellite imagery shows thousands of them. After trying for days, I managed to speak to one of them on the phone. A Rohingya Muslim man tells me they are trapped and have no shelter. We'll starve to death very soon, he says. For RFI, I am Amir Khan in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.